Is it actually a law that you can't talk about Denver without listening to John Denver?
I thought you wanted listeners in Denver, Jay, our director there. What did you do that for?
We are welcoming a new set of listeners into the Takeaway family. Denver's KUVO begins broadcasting the Takeaway this week, and we're taking a look at Denver, Colorado, and some of the issues facing the people there as part of our American conversation. The new news this week is school officials have announced they're going to open an all-girls public school this year in Denver, and this is actually part of a significant national trend.
It's a really interesting story.
It is. We're joined by Kristen Waters, Assistant Superintendent of Denver Public Schools. Kristen heads up this new school's office. Also with us is Bridget Ambler, a Denver mother who signed up her 12-year-old daughter for classes. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Good morning, John and Celeste.
Good morning. Kristen Waters, you know, this concept of all girls or all boys schools kind of often people think an old-fashioned one. Here's Hillary Clinton speaking about her alma mater, Wesley College.
In so many ways, this all-women's college prepared me to compete in the all-boys club of presidential politics.
But we were supposed to have evolved past segregated schools, right? And those are most of the all-girls or all-boys schools. At this point, we're mostly private. Kristen?
Right, right. Well, I think what we're looking to do in Denver is to have a portfolio of options for our families. And when this proposal came through, they had a strong governance model. They have a strong curriculum program and evidence of a strong leader to start the school. And so it made sense to move forward with the school.
Who led the charge to bring an all-girls school to Denver?
Well, as part of our request for proposals, our RFP, applicants can propose any sort of model that they choose. And so it came from an individual within the community who was interested in starting the school. And the founder is Liz Wolfson.
Bridget Ambler, you have a 12-year-old daughter who's going to be attending the school.
Correct.
And this is a daughter who also plays on an all-boys baseball team. So was it her choice to go to an all-girls school?
Actually, it was. I first became aware of the school when I met Liz when my daughter won an award from Girls Incorporated of Metro Denver for her baseball playing.
Congratulations.
And, thank
Congratulations,
you.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you. Well, she just loves the game. And what really sold her on the school was the physical activity that is infused throughout the day. And ultimately, this was her choice, but one that I also support because of the college-bound curriculum and the expeditionary learning style and the proven research that shows how well some of these girls do academically. Simply put, it was an option as a single parent for me that I couldn't afford at a private school.
Are you worried that when she goes to this all-girls school, she's not going to be getting the kind of social benefits of having a co-ed school, that she's not going to be learning how to communicate and compete with boys?
I think that's a great question. I'm sending her to school to learn. This is an option that I want to enhance her academic skills. I have every confidence that she'll keep her friendships with boys that she currently has. The goal isn't to isolate her from boys, but to put her in a learning environment that really takes advantage of the best that the academics has to offer.
Kristen, I was actually surprised in doing the research for this story at how many schools have actually gone to this. In 2002, there were 11 public schools in the U.S. that offered single-gender classrooms, just classes, and now we have 91 single-gender schools. What is it about these single-gender schools that you think gives a better educational plan for kids?
Well, again, I'm not sure that it's necessarily the single gender that we're looking at. We're looking for high-performing schools and schools that give parents an option. And it's not right for all kids, but it is for some kids. And we want to make sure that every student has an opportunity to attend a high-performing school. And we believe that GALS will be such an option in Denver.
Kristen Waters, you know, I don't want to put you on the spot too much as assistant superintendent there in Denver, but I'm wondering if this comes out of a broader critique of middle schools and high schools in, you know, the wake of the Columbine tragedy. I spent some time covering, and And, you know, even a decade ago, people were really dissatisfied with the traditional high school serving the wide variety of young kids in middle school and in high school. Is this part of a broader sort of look for alternatives?
Definitely a look for alternatives. And, again, in Denver, we're really trying to focus on improving the performance of all of our schools. And, unfortunately, all of our schools are not doing well, and our students are not succeeding at the levels that we want them to. And so to create a variety of options, this is an opportunity to do so.
Bridget, there have been a number of critics. The ACLU is one of them that talks about single-gender schools perpetuating antiquated gender stereotypes. There have been a number of feminists who've come out and said this is absolutely the worst thing that we could do for our young girls. What do you feel when you see feminists, as a single mother, strong woman, when you get criticism from feminists saying this is the wrong thing to do for your girl?
Yeah, that actually surprises me as a feminist myself. I feel that this is a great option for her academic achievement, and I'm doing the best that I can as a mother to ensure her success, and the research shows that to be the case.
Okay. Bridget Ambler is the mother of a prospective student, a 12-year-old girl at Denver Public Schools' first all-girls school, and Kristen Waters is the assistant superintendent of Denver Public Schools. I'm Bridget Ambler's daughter, the only girl playing on an all-boys baseball team and distinguishing herself. I think that's great. Coming up, we're going to talk with legendary director Terry Gilliam. His new film is called The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus. It goes into wide release this week, and we're going to talk to him later this hour.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.